Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to another episode of Absolutely Fabulous. We're going to keep this one nice and short today because we heard from many of you were disappointed we didn't have an episode last week. So this one's going to be short, sharp, to the point. Well, maybe not to the point, but we're going to see what we can do.
Because it is still holidays and we are still mustering and Karch is still recovering from the massive bull sale. Congratulations. I hear that bull is on his way to South Australia. I might even catch up with him in person one day. take a selfie with him.
For those who are uncertain as to what Gillian is talking about, last week we had our on-property bull sale. It was an incredible outcome. So that's the Poldar Shorthorn Stud. So we sold 30 out of 40 bulls underneath the hammer with a top sale price of $50,000 going to Lot 3 Poldar Unstoppable U100, which is heading across to South Australia. The rest of the average of the sale was $9,857, and our female lots sold 38 for 38 in the commercial females with an average of $2,029.
Which is a really good result, especially in the current climate where a lot of people are so uncertain about what the future holds. It is a really good testament to your breeding and the quality of your breed, Shorthorns, that people are willing to invest so much. So congratulations, Karcher and family. That was a really excellent result. Nothing much has been happening here. I've been literally chained to the kitchen sink for the past week because my eldest and my middle child were home, and a heap of mates, and they've all been mustering, and I've done nothing fun except go down and do a little tiny bit of drafting, get chased up the rails by all the old cold cows. So, yeah, I've done nothing but cook and clean, and I'm just about well sick of it. And school for us, for Eleanor and I, goes back tomorrow, so my whole holiday's gone in the kitchen. Nothing exciting.
And it went quick.
It went super fast, super fast.
We've got another week of holidays here.
Yeah, it's so mismatched with Steve, the middle boy. He goes back next week, so he's got another week off school yet, so he's going to continue to work hard, recovering from a slight injury. Got kicked in the face the other day, broke his nose, but he's tough, so he soldiered on. I told him he's still a very handsome boy. He's 14, so I got nothing except a grunt in response. Eldest boy went to Udnadatta to go in the calf scruffing, got kicked in the face. Split his lip and chin open, but he's still a very handsome boy too. And I know his girlfriend listens to this, so she will tell him that his mother has told the whole world and I will be in trouble yet again. And anything else coming up? I have the merch packs ready, and I swear to God, I am putting addresses on them as we speak because I have to go to town to pick up post. So thank you for those people who have been participating and responding. And if you think we owe you something, please let us know because we're busy and can't keep track of this stuff. So just send me your address on any of the socials or email Karcher your address at our email address, which is in the link in our show notes, and you will get a nice little parcel that Miss Ten has, that Eleanor has been packing up for you. So quality control might be a bit off, but
no, it'll be on point.
It will be a nice little surprise for you in the mail.
What else? What else? So there is the Shorthorn Heifer Show. So if you are wanting to go to the Shorthorn Heifer Show, the entries have opened for that. Luckily enough, our oldest will be his first year he's able to participate. So we sent off his application the other day. So the younger competitors is up to committee discretion as to whether or not they do accept the nomination. So that's been sent off. We were able to get
them because, like, do they even know who he is? His parents just sold a massively expensive bull. My God. Do you want me to have a word? Guess what? We're poor.
Yeah. That goes back into the farm that will never be seen again.
Oh, Australian Women in Agriculture Conference is next month.
It is so next month.
In Adelaide.
If I go, it'll be a last minute ticket purchase and a flight.
Don't. I have two purchased tickets that were purchased at the early bird rate. So if you need a ticket, Katja or any of our listeners, contact me and let me know. We just want our money back. Not me personally, but the people who have contacted me, they just want their money back, their full tickets at the early bird rate. So if you've missed out on the early bird rate, don't despair. Get on to us. We have two tickets available at the early bird rate that we can on-sell to you.
Beautiful. And there are still some donated tickets as well for grain farmers. So if you do some sort of cropping on your place, jump on the Australian Women in Agriculture website and fill out an application. I'm not sure how long it takes to hear back from those applications, but they still have a few sponsored positions.
And I think, is there anything else? Tell us what you want us to talk about next week in depth next week. So get your topics coming in. We've got a few come through on the messages this morning. One of them is kangaroos, which I read it's been up on Facebook, it's been in all the rural media about the only way we're going to keep the kangaroos under control is if we eat them. And there was some wag there on Facebook says, it's a shame they taste like shit.
Yes. Yes.
And I 100% agree. So if you disagree, if you've got some excellent kangaroo recipes that you'd like to share, by all means, put them out there. We're not going to cook them because we don't like them. That's why we run beef cattle, not kangaroos. So.
Yes, absolutely. So thanks, everyone. We are also looking for an episode sponsor or a season sponsor. So if you are interested, please send me a message via the email. It's in the show notes, as we said earlier, or to Gillian via the socials, and we will get a package distributed to you. We're happy to also custom make depending on your size.
Yep, and we're quite happy to support businesses. We know what it's like to do everything bootstrapping, and we love to support rural and regional, especially women-owned businesses, because that's us. If you don't think that you can fit our criteria, if we want too much money, don't hesitate to ask us because we're very supportive.
Absolutely. And there are baiting programs running in Central West New South Wales at the moment. I'm not sure about other areas, so please be mindful of your animals. If you are baiting, please call your neighbours and let them know.
With your little fluffy dog around in your caravan, be very mindful. Put a muzzle on your dog if you can, because we don't want to see anything tragically lost because, accidents do happen. Birds can carry off baits despite our best efforts to keep them under control. So just be mindful of that when you're traveling in the outback.
Yeah, absolutely. Also wanted to say, Gillian and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about the safety gap between the front of our car when we're driving our bigger cars. And for those who don't have a bigger car or aren't from a rural area, when you see a vehicle leave that gap, it is there for a reason. And there was a really nice reminder a fortnight ago for myself when I had left that gap. And very luckily, because there was a tiny little car in front of me and we're all stopped at the railway line because there was a train and someone decided that they would run up the back of my car at 40k an hour with all my kids and myself in it. Luckily there wasn't too much damage to the car. The kids were all just a bit shaken up, but they were all okay. Fair bit of whiplash when you get hit at that speed. But they fully pushed us. I'd left about 3 meters in front. They'd fully pushed us 2.5 meters. So if I had parked close up to that car, there would not be much of that car in front of me left. So just a reminder, drive safe, stay off your phones, and leave the gap. The gap is there for a reason.
All right. And on that cheerful note, Katja, we will let you get back to putting the heat packs on your neck and feeding the little children, because I've got big children over here I need to feed. Yep. See you later, everyone. We'll catch you next week.
See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.